And now let's join our humorist Brian Unger on the presidential campaign trail. In today's Unger Report, the lonely search for a candidate.
It's the lunchtime rush at Sally's Cafe in Forest City, Iowa.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Sally's is packed with hungry customers. I'm hungry too, but for a story, not the lunch special. A loose meat sandwich.
It's beef that's slowly roasted, and then I slice it with au jus on it, and then put it on the sandwich with potatoes, gravy, homemade gravy over the top.
This is where I thought I'd find Barack, Hillary, or Rudy. Hot beef in one hand, pressing the flesh with the other.
Have you seen any candidates here?
Not any candidates here, but on TV from the larger cities in Iowa.
But none have been here, and none are here right now.
Not that I'm aware of.
Even Sally's customers, like this guy, played dumb.
Do you know when they're coming?
No, I haven't heard yet.
I hope they come.
He mocked me for ordering a hamburger and not the hot beef special.
She has the best hot beef sandwich, too. You should have had that instead of that.
That laugh told me people were hiding something in Forest City, Iowa. I had to dig deeper.
Hi, this is Brian Unger in room 104. Could you put me through to John Edwards?
John Edwards?
Yes.
I don't have him in right now, nope.
Do you mind trying Hillary Clinton?
Nope, I don't have that either.
Is there a Rudolph Giuliani here?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I could tell Amy was the kind of front desk operator a presidential candidate could trust. I was going to have to push a lot harder.
Hi, it's Brian Unger again in room 104.
Okay.
Tom Vilsack?
No, he's not here.
Al Gore?
He's not here, no.
And then, you haven't seen John Kerry around, have you?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Do you remember him? Okay.
Something was fishy in Forest City. I got into my Hertz rental car equipped with Neverlost and drove to Thompson, Iowa.
Left turn in 0.5 miles.
I wound up at the Branding Iron. It's the kind of place you'd find across the street from a bar called Squid Willie's. I was greeted by a man named Denny.
Now, you own the Branding Iron.
Yes, I do.
And is there anyone having dinner tonight who resembles John McCain?
No, there isn't.
Is there anyone having dinner here tonight besides me, right now?
Yes, there is.
Is that person John McCain?
No, it isn't.
Thank you, Denny.
You're welcome.
I'd hit Barack O'Bottom.
Approaching left turn.
After a dinner of turf and surf, I drove back to Forest City and headed over to Sally's.
If Joe Biden came into the joint, what does a guy like that look like he'd eat?
Probably a soup and sandwich special or else a home-cooked meal.
What about Hillary? What do you think she'd eat?
She probably is more of a salad person, and we don't have salad on our menu. It usually goes rotten before we serve it, so.
She's out of luck, basically.
Seems I was the one out of luck. No candidates, not even journalists who report on candidates.
Larry King hasn't been here?
No, he hasn't been.
Alex Chadwick, have you seen him around Forest City, Iowa?
No, I haven't.
And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Luke Burbank.